since the mass shooting in Colorado last Friday, Mayor Bloomberg has been speaking almost nonstop in favor of gun control. But as WNYC's Colby Hamilton reports, so far, Washington is unwilling to move at all.
On Monday, the mayor appeared on CNN's Piers Morgan Tonight. It was his fourth appearance on a major national show since the shooting.
Every time one of these things happens, Gabrielle Giffords last year, this shooting here, there's an outrage, and then very quickly it dissipates.
After years of advocating tougher gun control laws, Bloomberg escalated the rhetoric.
I don't understand why the police officers across this country don't stand up collectively and say, we're going to go on strike. We're not going to protect you unless you, the public, through your legislature, do what's required to keep us safe.
The next morning, the mayor said he didn't mean that, literally. But like Virginia Tech and Arizona before it, the Colorado tragedy gives Bloomberg another grim opportunity to push his vision of gun control. He wants Congress to ban assault weapons and more tightly regulate gun sales.
48,000 people will be killed in America with illegal guns during the next president's term in office. It's not unreasonable to say, what are you going to do about it? And not just platitudes.
As mayor of the nation's largest city, Bloomberg has the ability to speak about the issues in front of cameras and microphones daily. And he's put his money where his policies are by founding the national group Mayors Against Illegal Guns. Neither President Obama nor Republican candidate Mitt Romney have responded to Bloomberg's call for a real conversation about guns in this year's presidential election.
Yes, sir.
You've been out front on this a lot.
I asked the mayor if that frustrated him.
Well, you know, government is about not getting frustrated. Government is about...
The mayor then told a story about a good salesman.
There's an old story about...
A good salesman, the mayor explains, simply moves on to the next door.
A brilliant salesman is somebody that re-knocks on the same door. And that's what we've got to do.
Richard Aborn, a former assistant district attorney in Manhattan and a longtime gun control advocate, says that's about right.
In the public policy world, you don't measure success strictly by the number of bills you pass. You measure it by keeping an issue out in front of the American people. And he's very much helping to do that.
But Bloomberg's stance has drawn some oblique criticism. Across the Hudson, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie this week questioned whether now was the time to debate policy.
I feel awfully for those families. There's two with New Jersey roots, one who was injured, one who was killed. And this is just not the appropriate time to be grandstanding about gun laws. Can we at least get through the initial grief and tragedy for these families before we start making them political pawns?
Bloomberg downplayed the comment.
People say, oh, well, now's not the time because we're mourning. Well, it's been 16, 18 months since the Arizona massacre, and we've done nothing. If not now, when?
Sources say the mayor has privately expressed anger that neither Republicans nor the president have done more. But publicly, Bloomberg's vowing to keep knocking or banging on the same door. For WNYC, I'm Colby Hamilton.